How to get motivated for the tasks that you need to do in your journey towards your goals, towards your dreams, and that to-do list as well. Yes, welcome. My name is James Hackney, and welcome to the Impact Coaching Podcast, where we help you to set meaningful goals, have greater focus on your personal development, grow empowering confidence, while living life with intention and direction. And my name is James Hackney. I'm a life coach and NLP practitioner. And in this podcast, I share powerful and simple habits and techniques that you can apply to everyday life that I've learned from my own education, my own experience of life, and speaking and coaching people that I want to share with you to help you on your journey to being better than you were yesterday. And if you haven't already, make sure that you hit subscribe just so you never miss an episode of the podcast. And if you wonder why in today's audio sounds a little bit different than normal, it's because, once again, my microphone broke yesterday. I'm not having much luck with microphones, so I'm having to use my headset that I use for coaching sometimes. So yes, if it sounds a little bit different, that's the reason why. And I've got a brand new one arriving later on today, so thank you, Mr. Amazon. So today's podcast, we are going to be talking about getting motivated for the little tasks that we need to do on a daily basis to help us to move that small step forward. Then little motivated for those tasks and actions that are going to move us forward towards our goals that we may be having some internal chatter. You know, it's pushing in one direction, pulling in another direction. Should I do this? Should I do that? And that is ultimately going to decide if you achieve what you want to achieve, because the conversations that you have inside your mind are so important because, well, as we know, as I speak about quite a lot, your thoughts equal your feelings and your feelings equal your behaviors. So if you are feeling unmotivated, look at the internal chatter that's going on in your mind. What are you saying to yourself? What are you hearing? Because I'm going to repeat it again. Your thoughts equal your feelings, which equal your behaviors. I'm going to mention that wonderful Tony Robbins quote that I absolutely love. And it's that majority of people know what they need to do, but don't do what they know. So you may know the tasks, the actions that you need to do to get the results that you want. Yet when you then come to do those tasks, your internal chatter gets in the way. Your internal chatter wants you to do something else. It wants you to do something that's a little bit easier. It wants you to sit and watch another episode of Netflix and do it after. It wants you to stay in bed instead of getting up early in the mornings. It wants you to go out with friends instead of committing a few hours to learning, to building. So your internal chatter really sometimes can work against you. And it's wherever you put your attention and where focus goes, energy flows. That's what you're more than likely going to do. And what you can find is, you know, you maybe have tasks that you need to do. On this to-do list, you've set out, you've gone, right, I need to do this tomorrow. These are the tasks that I want to complete. And then when you come to do that task, it's that initial push to actually get that ball rolling that is almost the hardest thing to do. Because once we are doing it, we enjoy it. It's quicker than we expected. It's probably easier than we expected as well than the picture that we painted in our mind. It's actually easier. And it's in terms of it's getting that snowball moving, you know, to build, get that snowball moving, you got to push it. And that push is almost harder than actually then once it starts moving and rolling, then you know what? It's a lot easier because you've got momentum. Now, for me, this is something that I've been facing over the past few weeks. So since moving to Leeds, I've managed to get myself in a morning routine that I absolutely love. And it involves going to the gym. The first thing I do is go in the gym. So my alarm goes off at 6 a.m. And I'm like, right, I'm going to be at the gym for 25 past 6. Now, the gym is a 2-3 minute run away from where I live in the city. Now, the alarm goes off and I lie in bed and it's 6 a.m. And yeah, I'm lying there thinking, for the first, you know, the first day, it was actually a little bit easy. The first day was easy. A couple of weeks ago, the first day was easy. I was like, yeah, let's go to the gym. I woke up. I'd gone to bed at a good time. I was like, right, let's go. I went to the gym. Now, after then, you know, I'm lying in bed, the alarm goes off and I'm like, ooh, you know, I'm really comfy right now. I'm warm, I'm comfy. I might just roll over and knock that alarm off, because I've been getting up at 6 a.m. normally anyway. That's something that I'm used to. I'm not used to, though, getting up, getting out of bed and going straight out the house, getting the gym kit on and going to the gym. I'm used to getting up, having a cup of tea, building myself into the morning, then about 6:30 after a nice little slow morning, and bang, straight into my morning routine, which takes me an hour. Now I'm like, well, you know what? I could either stay in bed. I could then just, carry on with my morning routine and do what I normally do. That's a bit easier. And I've had that internal battle, that internal chatter. And what's helped me in getting over this, because I really want to go to the gym. I can't, I don't want to be going to the gym at 5:30, 6 p.m. at night, because it's going to be full of people getting there nice and early. And it makes me feel more awake. It makes me feel more alive. And it makes me feel like I've really accomplished something before my days even began. So what I started to do to help with this is when my alarm was going off, and it's so easy, so much easier, and I kind of to choose the easy option, just go, I'm going to stay in bed, or I'm going to just do what I normally do have a little potter around, clean my teeth, grab a drink, and then slowly work into my morning routine that starts at 6:30. I ask myself a couple of questions. When I'm lying in bed, I ask myself a couple of questions, and this now has helped me to work into a wonderful routine where for 5 days of the week, I'm getting up at 6 a.m. and I'm in the gym at 6:25. And this is related to kind of yourself and your situation now, because you may have tasks that you are unmotivated for, yet you know that you want to do. And you might be thinking, what do you mean, James? If I know how I want to do them, how am I unmotivated to do them? Well, it's that initial push. It's that initial push of that snowball that gets things moving. So what I do is when I'm lying in bed, I know that I will love going to the gym. I know that I feel great after. It's just that initial push to get out of bed, get my gym stuff on, clean my teeth, have a drink, and get straight out. All in 15 minutes. So I lie in bed and I ask myself, okay, what are the consequences of me staying in bed? What will it cost me? And I list all the things it's going to cost me. Well, it's going to cost me time, time that I would have spent at the gym, that time's going to be spent with me just being asleep. And then I think about, okay, well, what are the what else are the, what are the other consequences? Well, I wouldn't be going to the gym, so I wouldn't be getting healthier. I won't be losing the little bit of the tie that's around my stomach. I won't be building muscle. I won't be working towards my goals. If I stay in bed, that means that, I won't be feeling that sense of achievement at 7:30, 7:45 once I finish the gym. I start to list out the consequences, and then I go, okay, well, what are the benefits of me taking action? And then I list the benefits. I feel much, much better at 7:45. I won't be beating myself up about how I haven't gone to the gym. I also, in terms of waking up in the morning and going to the gym, what are the benefits? Well, you know what? I'm going to be achieving one of the first things that I've set out. I'm already setting the day up for success because, I'm taking action on something that I've set out to do the night before, and that'll make me feel great. Also, I feel fitter, I'll be healthier, I'm working towards my fitness goals. So I start to list them out, you get the point. And what that does then is that builds up my motivation. I'm looking at the consequences of what it's going to cost me. I then look at the benefits. So for your own goals, for the own ta the tasks that you need to take and the action that you need to take, I want you to start asking yourself these questions to really tap into that motivation, because people want to, you may want to feel more motivated. You want to probably feel more motivated, but as we just spoke about, to feel more motivated, you've got to have more, you've got to have better internal chatter. You've got to be having better thoughts, because that will make you feel better. Now, what these questions are doing, they're allowing you to have better quality of thoughts, because you're focusing upon the pain and the consequences, and then you're focusing upon the gain. So ask yourself, when you do find that you're almost stuck in between, you're having that battle, that internal battle of do I or don't I? Ask yourself, what is it going to cost me going against what I set out to do? What is it going to cost me not taking action? And then what am I going to gain from doing what I set out to do? What are the benefits? Look at the consequences and look at the benefits. And this is your choice. Because, as I've said, the quality of thoughts and questions determine your life. So By you asking better questions, you're going to have better quality of thought. So when you are faced with this internal struggle, this internal battle, because we all face it, we all face this internal battle and this internal struggle, we all face it. It's how you respond to that, how you then make the choice and make the decision to go, do you know what? I'm going to think better thoughts. So I'm going to feel better and behave in different ways. Because the quality of my thoughts, when I'm asking these questions, then allow me to feel more motivated, that then cause me to behave in a way that is more motivated of me getting up, going to the gym, and exercising. So that's the message of today's podcast. If you are, when you are faced, not if, when you are faced with this internal struggle, this 50-50 battle of your thoughts of what you want to do and what's the easier option, what's the less preferred option, but it's the easier option, ask yourself those two questions. Look at the pain of not taking action and look at the gain that you are going to get of taking action. So thank you so much for listening to today's show. And remember that your habits and your routines will work towards your dreams.